Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode.
This episode is going to be The Grand Old Opry. Original air date, well, we know it comes from 1945. We're not sure of the actual date. Let's get into it. The first song is We Live in Two Different Worlds. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
From Nashville, Tennessee, comes your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors. Come and a prince of the
The Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. Oh, hey, up the Duke of Paducah, the old Hickory Singers, Minnie Pearl, and a lot more. Half hour fun music, folk songs, and good old mountain melodies. And now, here's our singing master of ceremonies, the pride of Tennessee, Smoky Mountains, Roy Acuff.
Thank you, Cousin Louie Buck. For the curtain raiser of tonight's show, I'd like to sing a little mountain love ballad. We live in two different worlds. Listen to some mighty fine music by their song. We take some of you city folks back in memory to the old home place where you were born and brought up. I'd like to go down south once more.
Down where your folks stay.
old-fashioned hymn I'd like for you folks out there to join in with us, if you don't mind. The Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of that land far away, where the tree of life in eternal blue sheds its fragrance through the unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise.
Mockingbird was singing far and wide. Listen to the mockingbird. mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird.
The mockingbird is singing for her grave.
Listen to the mockingbird. Listen to the mockingbird.
Still singing where the weeping willows lay.
Rachel and her great, big, bashful brother.
They open my toe. With the help of the Smoky Mountain Boys, they're zane and playing Why Not Confess. And don't hit me on the
I'm asking of you, little darling, are you tired of the love I confess? Are you longing to be with another? If you don't love me, why not confess?
We wanted him to be nice when the preacher was there. Well, sir, we sat there in the front room trying to put on company airs, and all of a sudden, there we sat, Mammy and Sister and Brother Atkins and Uncle Nabob and me, all of us, brother, he comes to the door and he says, "Mammy, I'm getting ready to wash my hands, and I ain't nothing out here but clean towels. You want me to start one?" I said, "I'd kill that boy. I never have been so mad." Well, so those speaking Uncle Nabob, he's sitting over in the corner the other night. We're sitting in the sitting room. He's over there by the lamp, fooling around with a little piece of a pencil and a sheet of paper. All of a sudden, he stopped and he says, "Well, doggone if I ain't gone and learned how to write." Well, I went over and I looked down on that piece of paper. I'm nothing, just a little old scribbling on it. And I said, "Well, what does it say?" Uncle Nabob said, "Well, I don't know. I ain't learned how to read yet." I want to tell you right now that things is getting awful serious between me and my feller Hezzy. I just want to say that before I leave y'all. I want to tell y'all things are getting serious. Now, the other night, me and him was just sitting in the front room, just sort of talking to one another. Just sort of me by him and him by me. We was just sitting one by each. Well, see, he's sitting there. He looked over at me and he says, "Minnie Pearl, you know, when I looked at you, it is just a taste of love at first sight." And I said, "Oh, yes, it was, it sure enough." He said, "Yeah, sometime I wish I hadn't took another look."
Oh, hurry back, Cousin Minnie. If you boys will help me in with the permission of the folks, I'd like to sing a song called "Farther Along." folks, when Matt McGar starts his fancy picking with girls like Sweet Jenny Lee, they're likely to sound like jitterbugs. You know, there's nothing like the warmth and enthusiasm of a fine old-time hymn to make you feel like living your life a lot better. Smoky Mountain Boys and I have such a hymn for you. How beautiful heaven must be.
We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. The truth in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be.
How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home, happy and free. Where heaven will rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
In heaven, no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be.
There's a lamb shining bright in the heavens.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.